It would become a felony if someone convicted twice of stalking had also been convicted of committing violent acts against the same victim within 5 years. It would also apply if the aggressor had violated a protective order within that period. Currently, stalking is a felony after 3 offenses. This first hit home for McClellan when a University of Richmond student, Donora Hill, applied for a permanent protective order against her ex-boyfriend in 2005. She was not able to get it before he shot her to death. McClellan promised to submit the bill until it passed, which didn't happen until this year. She says it's disappointing that it took so long.
You know, the sad thing is after Donora, then we had Yardley Love. That wasn't enough. And then this past year, Tiffany Green. Tiffany's mother is a constituent, and it just sort of reinforced why it was important. And to be honest, it's not quite done. Again, I think we should still keep working to make it a felony after the second offense.
McClellan says the costs related to enforcement prevented this from passing before now. She worked with state leaders to cut that cost in half by targeting only the worst offenders. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.